touch of blue blood and a little bitty bit of red Indian blood.
Once upon a time, long ago, maybe not so long ago, in a land of progress attempted to destroy, where many people have lost hope and the enemy reigned with cruelty and evil. This land where once the people were proud and free, now they cowered in fear and servility. From this desert of destruction and despair, once more to the fall of his nation's hour of need, to the enemy's terror and to his people's elation, came the warlord.
What does black power mean to you?
We have one person with
it. It means more strength and more black power for black people and less to white people.
What sort of strength and how are they going to have it?
Well, like for instance, money. You need money and food to keep up strength.
More money to buy weapons and fight back the white man. Because what they have done to you.
Does everybody, in other words, here agree that the black people have to fight?
Yes.
Or do you think?
Yes. Will black people continue marching peacefully?
Yes. No. Well, black people shouldn't have to fight unless the white people keep doing things.
I'm Elaine Wilson. If the white people do things to the white person, the black person has the right to do it back to the white person.
If a white person can use a weapon, so can a black person.
Turn your back and imagine.
Shut up. No, but see, Benjamin, you all can fight, right?
Yes.
I mean, like, we should be friends with the white people, like Avis is my friend and she's white.
Wait till you grow up, you'll be out of this world.
Why?
Because you'll be in another part of the world. You'll be still sitting right here, friend. Oh, you are so crazy.
Shut up. No.
You know somebody good, huh? Keep out of this world. You really go.
I'm sorry, that is like the world. But, Mom, you know that she's going to be out of the world.
She won't be out of the world, but she'll be out of this country.
I know.
Out of this country or out of this ghetto?
Out of this ghetto or country or anything.
You're friends now. Will you be still friends to her when you're older and you have opportunities that she won't have?
Yep. I don't know.
You might not be your friend.
How do you know?
You might turn against
her.
Somebody might
brainwash
her. They might.
You know,
but friends.
You're still a human being.
But what do you think they how come they treated a black person as if he was an animal?
We must have done something wrong.
When punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this, but the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking a crap. Just like burglary, the definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's called packing. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute. I'll find a good piece of pussy and go up in it. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a bitch or a dirty ass hoe. You probably get mad like a bitch is supposed to, but that shows me slut junk and pose to a crazy motherfucker from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm tearing up shit. MC Ren controls are automatic. For any dumb motherfucker, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm the hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. R-E-N spells red, but I'm raw. See, cause I'm the motherfucking villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing that's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, your ass is through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip, straight out of Compton.
Compton. The Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own British life and the long continuity of our institutions and our empire. The whole fury and might of the enemy must very soon be turned on us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be freed, and the life of the world may move forward into broad, sunlit upland. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty. So bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
White girl falls in love with black man. think at the time that a National Front government is elected, the vast majority of them would want to go.
If your policy mean, if necessary, the forcible repatriation of these groups,
it's highly unlikely to come to pass.
I don't ask you that. If people refuse to go because they claim that they're Scottish, will you forcibly repatriate them?
As under any law, when somebody is persistently and obstinately breaking the law and refusing to acknowledge the law, some sort of coercion would no doubt be necessary.
So you will coerce them from their homes and from Scotland?
People who break the law in the land will be repatriated by any means necessary, yes.
Which means force?
If they break the law,
yeah.
And the law, there'll be repatriation.
He regarded the CND as a treacherous organisation. He believes that any CND member who tries to, for instance, cut the fence of some British military establishment, we believe that they should be shot.
And I want to suck your cock.
God says it's a sign of the times. When you turn your back on my truth, your society is going to be given over to this corrupt lifestyle. And God says that it's corrupt. And I don't care what any psychiatrist or sociologist, I don't care what any political leader says, I don't care what anybody in America says, God Almighty says that homosexuality is an eternal sin. God says it's a sign of the times. When you turn your back on my truth, your society is going to be given over to this corrupt lifestyle. And God says that it's corrupt. And I don't care what any psychiatrist or sociologist, I don't care what any political leader says, I don't care what anybody in America says, God Almighty says that homosexuality is an eternal sin.
What have we got here? Huh? A screwdriver. Don't you realise you can't listen to any of this compared to what rubbish in good old democratic England.
What about freedom of speech?
You what? Freedom of speech? What's that, son? You're mixed.
I wanna suck your cock.
We don't play for no rich Judas. Don't play for no Jews. Don't play for no homosexuals. We play for you. We play for you. We don't play for no rich Judas. Don't play for no Jews. Don't play for no homosexuals. We play for you. We play for you.
You think I'm a man, but you're only a boy. You think I'm a man, you are only a toy. You think I'm a man, but you just couldn't see. You weren't man enough to satisfy me.
man didn't fuck you last night.